I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
They can take our lives, but they can't take our freedom.
Oh, that's right. That's today, huh?
Big vote today.
Well, why don't we get to that later?
We'll get that today.
Davis Street Sessions. I'm Louie.
And I'm Frank.
And as you all are aware, davisstreetsessions@gmail.com. How you doing today, Frank?
I'm great. How are you?
I've been better, been worse. So, you know, pretty good, I guess.
So that's good?
Yeah.
That's
what are you going to do? Today's what? September 18th, right?
All day.
2014. Frank, we got a bunch of emails.
I knew it. I knew our desperate pleas were not falling on deaf ears.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease and whatnot, I guess. Yep. Well, the first email comes to us from who? Joe from Oceanport.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, we basically called him out.
Yeah, and he wrote, "I am here." That's the subject. "I was actually going to reach out soon, but since you said you wanted to hear from me, I would be remiss as a former listener of the month if I did not oblige."
Ooh, we pulled the...
"I do have a suggestion," he writes. "Without stepping out of bounds, I would like to suggest a song of the week with a little extra attention."
Extra attention?
"I want to hear you guys chop up the classic, We Are the World."
Ooh.
"It is a classic consisting of many background artists," parentheses, Kenny Loggins, Michael Jackson, "legends that you guys don't like, The Boss, Dylan, and many, many others that need a good old-fashioned Davis Street analysis."
Hmm.
Yeah, I think
he's right.
Yeah, but he continues. "I'm always here for you guys. Don't forget that. But now I will go back to enjoying mingling with my groupies and getting free airline upgrades. Just two of the perks that come from being listener of the month."
L-O-M. That's right.
Yeah. Well, he does L-O-T-M.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like it better.
It's like Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Listener of the month,
listener of the baby.
Month. I like that.
It's more impressive. So we're going to do some of that We Are the World. That's a great idea. But we're going to, Joe, we're going to tweak it a little bit for you, I think. What we may do, it's a long song, so we might give it some extra attention.
I was waiting for him to add on that he wanted us to do the second We Are the World song.
We can do that.
Years.
Frank, that's my song of the week this week.
Oh, no.
Well, you want to go to email number two?
Yes.
From Ron from Sea Isle.
Of course.
There's a lot packed into this email. So
really?
The subject line is episode 22. That was this past week. He writes, "Just when I thought you might be getting a little stale, you hit it out of the park. Well done."
Whoa.
"Thanks for chiseling that horrible song for Song of the Week." That was his Song of the Week. "Next. Rita may, in fact, make one of the best meatballs on earth. However, she is way off on the Ray Rice controversy." Now, Mom makes good meatballs. They're not fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you know what? He did taste them.
And he liked them, huh?
He liked it,
I guess. There you go, Mom. Add Ron. He's number one on your list.
Right.
All right, but you're off on the Ray Rice controversy. Ron says, "You block and stop. Never, never knock out a woman."
Block and stop. Where did that come from? Was that in a after-school special?
Well, when Ron beat...
Block and stop.
Yeah, Ron
Block and stop.
Ron used to beat women, had to go to a class. Allegedly. "That being said, great segment with her. Don't limit it to football picks. She's podcast gold."
Podcast gold.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should air that.
I don't know.
I don't want to get into her head.
I know, but listen to this, though. Then he goes on. He adds more. Yeah, here we go. There's more. There's a lot in this one. "As for threesomes..." Think about it.
Nice segue from Mom to threesomes.
All one paragraph. "As far as threesomes, think about it. A man, for the most part, can just lay on his back and have the ladies do all the work. Even if it goes horribly wrong, it's still right. It's never about the ladies, always about the man." But let me tell you.
What a sensitive lover.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. There's two women here? That's half the work, which means nothing.
That's right. If I get tired, they can entertain themselves.
Next. "Auto-tune is by far the greatest tool added to the show. You had me in tears laughing. Frank would be better as a woman than a man,"
hands down.
So that was good. And of course, God forbid, listener of the month for only 2.5 weeks of that month, Ron from Seattle. So, thanks, Ron.
Hey, that was such a good email. You know, he's making a good case to be listener of the month again.
I know. Well, we'll have to pick like February, so it's nice and short.
Maybe 28 days.
Third email, Gretchen from Stroudsburg. Subject: We built this city. Hey, dudes, thank you so much for the distinguished honor of listener of the month. I am so honored. I was ready to tell you to stop doing stuff to your vocals and just sing the song, but then I heard your girl voices and changed my mind. Your girl voices are amazing.
They are amazing.
She also writes, I'm on board with whatever your karaoke challenge ends up being. I'm pretty sure your show is going to turn into an even more musical variety show.
You're right.
You'll slowly cut out segments, and then it will just be you guys singing karaoke for an hour.
That's ultimately our ultimate goal, I guess.
Signed, Listener of the Month, Gretchen. P.S. I love Ron from CIL's Song of the Week. It sounded like the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, my God. It did.
And then we got an email I think we might get to today, hopefully. Walter from Stroudsburg writes, I know you like acapella. Well, I do. Frank doesn't. But do you like acapella video game theme music?
I won't know till I find it.
Please enjoy the vocal stylings of Smooth McGroove.
Smooth
McGroove. So if we have time later, I think let's look at some. Here's the problem. I don't play a lot of video games.
We can look at them now.
So
yeah, we're not going to know what the...
All right, you want to look at them now?
We can.
Yeah, all right, well, let's do that. We have a couple more emails, right?
Before we get to the other emails,
yeah,
did we even mention that the backtrack today is Rancid?
Oh, it's Rancid.
I mean the group Rancid.
Yeah, Rancid. I don't know. I was looking for background tracks. I went, oh, I got a million Rancid songs. So I like Rancid. They rode that punk rock, mainstream, Green Day, Offspring, Rancid thing pretty well. But I like Rancid. They're good stuff.
Did they do that cover of that Johnny Cash cover? Ring of Fire.
That's Social Distortion.
Social Distortion.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
But I like Rancid. Tim Armstrong does writes songs like every day.
Here's their hit.
What is this, Ruby Soho?
Ruby Soho.
Here, listen. He sings like an angel. But he doesn't sing this song. Oh, yeah, he does. Coming through the bedroom wall. I'm sitting here on the pretty good.
Awesome.
Lovers in the distance. Right. So Rancid, enjoy that.
Move on with the emails.
All right. Now you said you got an email, right?
Well, yes.
You don't want to talk about it?
Well, Ron from Seattle again.
Yeah.
Had a brilliant idea. We can't do it this week because there's just too much material. We're going to go through it, and we'll probably deal with it next week.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the ideas or just wait?
It's a simple concept.
Okay.
It's the top 10 porn searches on the internet, divvied up by countries.
Oh, nice.
From 2014.
So like Iceland, they'll say what's the top search in Iceland.
Top 10 search terms.
Cool.
And some of them are quite interesting.
Yeah, but how many?
Some make sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, then don't give it away. We'll talk about it. Well, our final email was also from Ron. He invited us to join LinkedIn.
He invited Davis Street Sessions to join LinkedIn?
Yeah, we got a LinkedIn invite from Ron on our Davis Street Sessions email.
I don't know how that works.
It doesn't.
Do we have a LinkedIn account?
I don't know. Why would we get... I guess maybe Ron does, and he added our email to his contacts, and it just automatically did it.
Okay.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should join LinkedIn.
That's how we'll network.
Maybe there's a group of other podcasts.
Maybe.
There's nerds. All right, do you want to listen to some karaoke or maybe acapella theme music?
Yeah, I think we need to get on.
All right, let's do a couple. Because here's the thing: I don't play many video games, so if they're newer video games, I won't know them. He's got classics like Mario and Tetris and Zelda, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what the guy's got. His name is Smooth McGroove.
And if we don't know any of them, let's just pick one. We'll listen to it
and see if he's any good.
See what's going on.
All right, let's see what he's got.
All right, so here is. Remember that Punch-Out game, Mike Tyson? You were like a boxer.
Game was ludicrous.
Yeah, right.
You were Little Mac? You were Mac.
Oh, that was the name of the guy?
I don't know. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember the theme song, but at least it's a video game I recognize.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Give it a try.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this.
I remember this.
I
remember?
No. But he actually sounds like a video game.
He's petting a cat in that one. You don't remember? This is pretty dead on. Now, here's the problem. And it's not a problem. He's very good. These videos, I like them, but I don't like them because he's just one guy and he's overlaying all the tracks.
Right.
So we can go over and over until he nails it. I like when it's just you're on stage, a group of people, and they just go. You know what I mean?
You're an a cappella competitive purist.
Yeah, but this guy's he's good. That's good. What else we got?
Try something else?
Yeah, let's try something else. What else we got?
Here it is.
What is it?
It's supposedly the Tetris theme song.
All right, I didn't think about this one. I guess I don't remember Tetris as well as I thought I did.
I thought it was more like Russian music.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
Nah, this isn't right. Tetris I have was like dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
Dee 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 dee.
No, that's not it. Because we are sick of that Christmas song.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, all right, let's try another one. Because he's one for two.
It's not that he's terrible. It's just that video game music's terrible.
Yeah, we got to find something good. We got to find something we really like. Let's try one more good one.
You remember Super Mario Brothers 3?
I do. Love that game.
Well, I don't.
Okay.
But here it is, if you know the theme song.
All right. Let's see. I remember this. I definitely remember this. It's pretty weird that he does it. He's pretty good at it.
He sounds like a 64-bit computer playing music.
Yeah, I definitely remember this song. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he's dead on.
It's interesting.
All right, I gotta get it. It's driving me nuts. Now, if you're judging an a cappella show and a group comes up and they play this song, are you impressed or not impressed?
If they're as tight as he is, I'm impressed.
Yeah?
But like I said, it's because he can sit there and do it 800 each part as many times as he wants until he nails it.
But what if they are tight?
If they're tight, they're tight.
All right. I didn't know that was the only criteria for the a cappella.
It's still got to sound good. You and I can be tight. It won't sound right. All right, that's good. Right. That's interesting. I didn't know that somebody would take the time to do that.
And the video is like the Brady Bunch. He's got
all the screens
piece,
up.
Yeah, each piece he does, he has a little video of himself doing it.
Hey, you know what I did forget though?
Be crazy.
We didn't really have any corrections last week, but there's two things.
No corrections?
No, but two things.
We nailed it.
Yeah, except you dropped the bomb on me, baby. The Gap Band.
Gap Band, yeah.
And then I looked up to buy you the Christmas in the Stars album, and I'm not getting it for you. The reissues from 1996, they reissued them and they reissued the movies, I guess.
Oh, my God.
The vinyl record, I found a used one for $45.96.
Oh, my God.
I found a used CD, $115.33. So I said, no, I'm not getting them.
Oh, my God.
So if anybody has them or knows how to pirate music, I'm not telling you to
God,
do it, but if you want...
$100.
Yeah, it's $115.33.
Oh, my God.
So I don't think we're getting any of those songs. Unless, you know, otherwise, we just listen to them on YouTube, I guess, so we can find them. So that was
Dang
interesting.
It.
But you know what time it is?
Nope. Song of the week.
The song of the week. It is my song of the week. And as per usual, I forgot and waited till last minute. But luckily, this is a song I was going to do the first week. I kept it.
The very first week.
Yep. I am a sucker for female-voiced pop songs from any genre. I really am. I mean, you're afraid to admit that a little bit, but I do love them. And this is one of my favorite songs of all time. And it's embarrassing to say it once you hear what song it is.
Madonna?
No, it's one. I love this song. I can't explain why I like it. I've always liked it. It's awesome. So without further ado, here's Song of the Week. And if I had to make a list, it would probably crack my top five favorite songs of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. It's not number one, but it's certainly it's up to
top five.
Yeah, I don't know. It definitely cracks the top 10. It might crack the top five.
Above all Genesis songs?
Yes, of course.
Oh my God!
Here it is, Mike and the Mechanics.
All right. No,
I'm just kidding. All right, ready?
Go.
You know it?
What is this? Oh!
I love this song.
Oh my God.
Denise Williams from probably the greatest soundtrack of all time, Footloose.
Oh my.
Baby, you don't talk sweet. You ain't got much to say.
This is top five for you?
Oh my. I love female driven pop.
My God.
I love Britney Spears. I love all that stuff. I don't tell anybody that, but if you look at my iPod.
Guess what? You just did.
If you look at my iPod, there's a lot of female vocal pop.
Oh, my God.
Just listen to this.
I just want you. Let's hear it for the boy.
That's so good.
Did she have any other hits? Or is this it?
Who cares? I love the way she spells Denise, too.
What?
D-E-N-I-E-C-E. Denise. DeNephew and Denise.
Let's hear it,
oh, God, man.
Doesn't this song scream rebellion in a small town?
Absolutely. It's so happy.
Chris Penn, dead. I've never seen tighter sweatpants on two gentlemen in the video. You can't see it.
That's all right by me. Yeah. Cause that he does so well. Makes me wanna yell. Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand.
Nice. Yeah, come on, you like this. Come on. You know, if you're driving by yourself in your car, this comes on, you turn it up. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my love and one man show.
So good. Are you laughing because you don't like it, or laughing because it's one of my favorite songs?
I'm laughing because it's your top five. It could be top 100, but top five? Oh,
I said
my
it
God.
may crack the top five.
Oh my God.
I've never actually made the list.
But that means it's definitely top 10.
No, it's top 10. Oh, for sure.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Think this way, Frank.
God.
When we had the idea to do Song of the Week, this was the first song that popped in my head.
I guess so.
I mean,
I guess I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's no Romeo. He's my loving one-man show.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, let's hear it for the boys. For the boys. Let's hear it for my man. Let's hear it for my baby.
Look at that bass. She was the original Mariah.
Mariah wishes she was Denise.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon thinks it's good. That was it. Song of the Week.
Well, that was totally unexpected.
Denise Williams. Let's hear for the boy. From 1984's Footloose.
God, 1984.
Yeah. Outshined Kenny Loggins.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do? That was it. Song of the Week.
It was interesting.
Oh, come on. Hey, you want to hear some music news?
Sure, let's hear some news.
You remember Tim Dog?
Tim Dog.
Rapper Tim Dog?
No.
He had the song, you know the Dr. Dre song, Dre Day?
Yeah.
Well, that was in response to Tim Dog's song called F Compton.
Ah.
It was directed like towards N.W.A. The album was 1991's Penicillin on Wax. And then, of course, I don't know who... Jury's still out as to who won the battle between Dr. Dre and Tim Dog. I think Dr. Dre is a little more successful, being that he's a billionaire. and Tim Dog stole $19,000 from an old lady. So I think Dr. Dre wins. But I guess he was dead, okay? In the most gangsta way possible. He died of a seizure linked to diabetes.
Wow.
So But they didn't know he was dead. Like, there was a hoax, or a hoax, so there was a suspicion that he was still alive, because I guess a recording entitled Falsified surfaced, and it appeared to have his voice, like he rapped on it.
Okay.
So they thought he was still alive, a la Tupac. But he's dead. And the woman he stole the money from actually tweeted, because she's a Twitter, elderly woman with a Twitter. She says, amazing. Some people still don't believe Tim Dong is dead. I believe. I actually feel sad he went out like that. Not to be envied. This is the one he stole $19,000 from. And they, you know, tried to collect the judgment on him.
Yeah.
And he's dead. And the people said, oh, no, they heard this recording. So they looked for him. They said, oh, no, they found him with his neighbors, saw his wife and his daughters around town with him. But here's the question. They've now proved he's dead. They were able to locate the original death certificate. Does that really prove he's actually dead? Couldn't it be a falsified document?
I don't believe it until I see the body.
Yeah, so you think Tim Dog's alive?
Yep.
Yeah. You think he's got like a minority share in Beats by Dre?
Maybe. He's laying down tracks, man.
That's why he stole $19,000. He wanted to buy some Beats by Dre stock. But all these guys, like Eazy-E died of AIDS. All these guys, Tupac and Biggie got shot. This guy was fat and had a seizure because he had diabetes. Tim Dog. Don't you remember from this song? Tim, Snoop, Eazy-E can eat a big fat. Tim Dog can eat a big fat. You know, it's remember now?
Yeah.
And he does that skit, the $20 sack pyramid. And Tim Dog was one of the contestants. And the whole thing is him, like, being gay. Like, they were faking him. You don't remember that?
No.
You got to go back and listen to The Chronic. What a good album.
I do.
So that's your music news for the week. And that leads us into the next segment. Here we go.
I love football season.
It is football season. And it's time to do picks.
For all of our gambling listeners.
It's a good week last week.
Yeah. Our guru did pretty well, huh?
Yeah. Should we get her on the line, see how we're doing?
Yeah, and I think we should explain, though, that we're going to start comparing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We're going to compare our guru, her picks, to one of the more established gurus.
Yeah.
And we'll see how she does by the end of the year.
Yeah. So let's just get her on the line. We'll explain everything. And then we don't explain it. When we get her off the line, we'll explain it further. Okay. Fair enough?
Of course.
Hello.
Mom.
Hi, boys. How are you?
We're doing well. You ready to give us some more football picks?
I'm ready.
Oh, let me tell you, let's review last week. You went 2-1 last week, Mom.
I know. I was disappointed with San Francisco.
Well, so was everybody else. But let me tell you, you didn't know it, but you're battling Ron Jaworski for supremacy.
Well, I'm sure he'll outdo me this week with my
picks. You kicked his butt last week. He was 0-3 last week.
No way.
You're two games ahead.
Yep.
He did not pick the Eagles.
He didn't pick anybody. He stinks. You're better than him. So let's jump right in. Thursday night, Mom. Tonight, Buccaneers at Falcons. Who's winning that football game?
The Falcons.
Falcons. Nice. Sunday night, Steelers at Panthers. Who's winning that football game?
Panthers.
The Panthers. Monday night, Bears at Jets.
The Bears.
Lightning round. Dad and a young George Harrison are fighting to the death. Who do you want to win?
Wait, what was that?
Young George Harrison.
Dad and young George Harrison are fighting to the death. Who do you really want to win that?
George.
Ah!
Wow.
Okay, finally, Redskins at the Eagles.
Eagles!
Nice, you learned your lesson. You always go with your heart, Mom.
Yes, I do.
Very good. I can't believe
it. Good job, Mom. Good job, Guru.
I hope Dad doesn't listen to this.
He's right upstairs.
Well, I don't mean live. I mean, eventually, I assume Dad listens to it.
Oh, no, he won't.
Well, thanks again for the picks, Mom. Hopefully next week you'll get 3-0. You'll be kicking Jaworski's butt.
I hope so, too. Well, have a good night.
You too. Thanks, Mom.
Have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I'm disappointed about something.
What are you disappointed about?
I didn't tell Mom that Ron likes her meatballs.
Oh, that's right.
I'll have to do it next time, I guess.
That's right.
That was pretty good. I hope she, good luck to her. I think she got some good picks this week.
That is true.
Falcons, Panthers, Bears, Eagles. Those are pretty good picks.
Sound good to me. Pretty solid.
Yeah,
and so everyone knows the guru she's going up against is Ron Jaworski, if you didn't gather that from the phone call.
Yeah, did we say that?
I think we did.
Yeah, but Ron Jaworski, yeah. We picked him, why? Because he was an Eagle. My mom, you know, my mom was younger.
She would know who
younger.
He was.
Yeah, she knows who he is. She probably likes him.
He's this vaunted analyst on ESPN, right?
Yep. So let's see.
And he makes picks. We'll see. Former professional football player versus mom. We'll see who's better.
Former professional football player and now current respected analyst.
Right, right.
So we'll see how he does.
It's time to review the review.
It's that time.
For what?
To review the review.
It is that time.
What's the movie today, Frank?
It's called Pride.
Pride. Is it the story of you two?
Maybe.
In the name of... Hey, did you get the new U2 album? Did you get it?
No. I might have it. I didn't get
it. Do you have iTunes?
Yes.
I got on there. I had to get a new iPod. Mine broke. So I clicked the iPod, you know, the iTunes to plug in the new iPod. And I started downloading. I was like, I didn't buy it. I was like, oh my God, this U... Like, I knew it was going to be... It was free on iTunes. But I know they automatically put it there. I'm like, do I really...
Get it when you want... Force feeding it down your throat.
Jeez, but it's smart.
I guess.
It's really smart.
But now there's all this stuff on the internet about how to remove it from iTunes and all this other stuff. Because I guess there's a demand of people who don't like you too, don't want the album.
Hey, but so what? Don't listen to it.
Takes up space.
So
if you shuffle, it's going to be in your rotation.
So you skip it.
Oh, too much effort.
Oh my! But it's too much effort to hit one button.
If
as
I'm
opposed
laying
to
I'm, there relaxing and a YouTube song comes on, it'll get my blood boiling.
I have it. And I'm going to listen to it. Next time I have to take a trip longer than probably 45 minutes, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to the whole record.
Good for you.
It's probably going to be awful, but I'm going to do it. But who cares? Like, I think it's smart on their part because, listen, you got to find ways to make money with music. You can't sell music anymore. Everyone's going to steal it. But I guarantee you they have a deal with iTunes that gives them a little scratch, and I bet you they get a percentage of all the – because, you know, it goes by you know, visits and clicks and blah, 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 blah. So now everyone that has iTunes is technically downloading this album. So they're going to get kickback from that. That's really smart. That's a way to – they might not make as much money as they'd make in the heyday of selling records, but they're certainly not going to make nothing on it. They're going to make more than
That's
they would
well,
if, they, think, if they just put it out regularly, I think.
I'm probably just dreaming this, but I thought I read that they just got a flat $100 million for that.
Okay, well, that's even better. Then they definitely made more money on it.
Right.
Okay, I didn't read that.
That could be wrong, but I'll
tell you what. If that's right, then they're geniuses.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no way you're going to make $100 million off selling a record these days. No way.
If they wanted to deliver all of our podcasts to everyone that downloaded iTunes and pay us $100 million to do it, I'd be more than happy to let them do that.
If they paid us $100 for the first 22 episodes, you couldn't have me sign that paper fast enough. We could buy one new microphone.
Right.
You know what? Screw that. I'd hold out for $200. And then I'd do it. And then
Good man, good man.
Yeah, and then we'll do 20 more and say, hey, you want these? We'll give you these.
There you go.
$300.
Another, yeah.
Then boom, there you go.
Stick them.
150% increase.
That's right.
That's ROI, baby. All right, well, what's the movie? I forgot. Right. Pride. Sorry.
Pride.
It's called Pride. Do you know anything about this movie?
I think it's British. That's about it.
All right. Well, let's see what happens.
Let's
with
watch
it.
The trailer.
I guess. Approved for all audiences. You know what this is rate? We don't know anything about it. CBS.
Strike now entering its fourth month, and in the face of unprecedented
strike,
violence, the government
1984. There's a strike.
With the loss of over 20,000
jobs. Lots of people, buses.
A small mining community. Meta Group. Being bullied.
Yeah, because the miners have always come to our aid.
It doesn't matter. It's the right thing.
That guy's very effeminate looking.
They are. They're kind of GAY.
A mining town, completely at random.
Wales.
No, I think they're a group of homos, sexuals.
Guy, your gays have arrived.
Yeah, that nailed it.
Yeah, right. She hit the nail on the head.
So they're helping miners.
I'm hoping you can clear something up for me about lesbians. It did surprise me.
Let's get settled in first, shall we?
Okay. What is happening?
A gaggle of I don't know what's going on.
Lesbians has come out in favor of the miners' strike.
We've been backed up by
so
there's a miners' strike,
and the gays and lesbians are coming to their aid.
The yes.
Is this a true story? Did it say true story?
Super gays.
On the site. What's this data mix? It's not even English.
Actually, it is English.
Right.
it because you're so bloody irresistible.
He was a fat guy.
Every day they're out collecting for us.
What they're really doing is pushing their own agenda.
You better shut her mouth or I'm gonna do it.
Okay, so people are static, given static, because they're against homosexuals, even though they're trying to raise money for minors.
Right.
Thank you. When you're in a battle against an enemy and they're so much bigger, so much stronger than you.
Fighting.
Yeah, and I bet the tables turn. And then the miners come and help the gays.
What I was told about lesbians.
Is this a comedy?
You're all vegetarians.
If it is, I'm not laughing.
Indescribably wonderful. Irresistible.
Oh, don't be that. We want to see everything.
Gay club. Oh, the old bags are going to the gay club.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific! 4 stars. Don't try to resist. Pride will make you cheer. So I guess it's a feel-good movie. Oh, the old bags are digging the lesbians.
What's this? God, that takes me back.
Oh, my God. They're looking at gay porno magazines. Oh, my God. That looked insufferably bad. Didn't look very good, right?
It doesn't interest me, but...
Well...
Could be good.
Yeah, well, let's see what What's-Her-Face says. This is a long review. So first we got to decide, she's biased pro, nothing. I'm biased con. So why is she's never as biased?
I know, except for that first one.
Except for Sin City, and it didn't have any. She was biased. She liked it. What's the point of having this?
I know.
I don't get it. All right, so what do we got? What's it say?
Well, let's see. She starts with a little background, which we probably already gleaned, but she says, Pride shares a little known. True story.
Okay, so it is a true story.
Of a small community.
Why is there a comma there? Oh, small community.
Community-based.
Okay, yeah.
How can it be community-based?
Who cares? Oh, London Gay and Lesbian Organization.
All right. Man, we need to learn how to read, I guess.
Maybe you should not stop in the middle and go, what's that comma there? Oh, it's supposed to be.
Right. All right, so they raise money to help a small Welsh town badly impacted by having
a mining strike? Where are you looking? Neither of us can read.
It's menfolk out of work for so long.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
There you go.
Menfolk.
Because she's a terrible writer.
Yeah. For and someone we highlighted who... it, so I can and I can't see, so it's.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. So there's a miner strike.
So it's a film about a small victories amidst larger defeats. Although it's a large victory too in the never-ending war for individual freedom and self-determination. A film. Bursting with all sorts of happy tears, emotion about solidarity to be found among groups of people with seemingly little in common, about overcoming bigotry, about the joy of finding new friends and new colleagues in the most unexpected of places.
All right, that doesn't sound so bad, right?
So picketing miners are being beaten and bullied by the police, just like gay activists are.
Oh, common ground.
It's like, she's saying that's what the gays get. That's their lot in life, to be beaten and...
No, I think she's saying that that's where they find their common ground, because they're both... The protesting miners are getting beaten by cops. The gays are getting beaten by cops.
Look at you.
So they come together.
You're right. To
of
Mark.
Course.
I don't know who Mark is.
He's the guy with the weird haircut, the main character.
To Mark's mind, they are natural allies, but the National Miners Union wants nothing to do with them. Being gay is still lower on the cultural totem pole than working a nasty, back-breaking job. So coal miners are here, and then gays are below them.
Okay, just for our audience, Frank put his hand higher for
right.
the coal miners and then lowered it for the gay and lesbians.
Right.
Okay.
Good radio.
Yep. Visual radio.
Stubborn Mark, though, won't give up and targets a tiny Welsh village, chosen pretty much at random, as the beneficiaries of the largesse of LGSM, lesbians and gays support the miners. Pride is, in many ways, a comedy of culture clash.
Okay.
As Mark and his buddies bravely descend on what they presume to be a very conservative place, at a time when even London was less than wholly welcoming of out and proud homos. Here she goes again.
She called them homos.
Homos.
I don't think that's PC.
And find the miners and their families and friends as, excuse me, a surprising mix of everything from wholehearted acceptance to wariness to outright hostility. So like the whole world, you're going to have people with all different kinds of opinions.
Right. Right. So
let's see. What is, does she like this or not?
We can never tell. That's the problem with her reviews.
Oh, here she goes.
Can never tell.
The cast is uniformly fantastic.
Wow. All British actors are, apparently.
From well-known names.
Such
a,
I can't. Okay, I'm going to see if I know these names. Go ahead. Rattle them off.
How about Imelda Staunton?
Of course. She was in another British movie.
Patty Considine.
Nope.
How about Dominic West?
Nope.
And now, here are up-and-comers. We will certainly be seeing more from. You want to memorize these names?
Sure, let's hear them.
Including Schneitzer.
Schneitzer.
I guess he's got one name. Schneitzer.
Schneitzer, that kid.
Remember Schneider from Schneider. That sitcom?
Oh, wait. She probably must have used his name somewhere else one and then just used his last name.
Oh, maybe.
Because Schneitzer can't be somebody else's name.
Andrew Scott.
Nope.
And George McKay.
Oh, my God. You know who's going to be the new Don Pardo now?
Who?
Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond?
Remember Daryl Hammond?
Is he going to do it as himself or is he going to imitate him?
Wouldn't it be great if he did somebody different every week?
That would be cool.
It'll probably just be him. I don't think his voice is good enough to do that.
I'm trying to, you know, I don't remember his natural voice, now that you mention it. I just remember his impressions.
It's forgettable.
I remember his
That's why you
Bill
don't remember.
Clinton. Yeah.
That'd be funny if you just go, Saturday Night Live.
Very understated.
Starring. You know, I don't, you know what I mean? Does that, you know,
that'd be cool.
I wonder what he's going to do. I saw that today. I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting.
You'd be surprised, though. He's probably got something cooking. No, I'm just make a character of himself.
That's what I mean. He'll probably do a great job.
Well, I'm being a quasi Bill Cosby, yeah. But you know what I mean.
No, you're doing a combination Cosby, God. Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, back to Pride.
Yeah, let's finish this thing.
I don't want to.
I'm already asleep.
I'm so. Can we just give her nothing again?
Well, let's get to the end. Let's see.
Okay. Let's find out if she likes it or not. Jesus.
I know.
Does she ever say?
She doesn't have a star system, so we don't know.
Oh, they got to read the whole thing.
So this is one of those rare movies that gets absolutely everything right.
All
right,
she likes it.
It's full of joy and life and unexpectedly even suspense, even if you know how the strike turns out. It will make you feel patriotic for Wales and leave you waving a rainbow flag. It's a deeply satisfying reminder, which is always, always needed, that though change comes slowly, the arrow of history moves in the direction of liberation and kindness.
A big wow. She is so boring. Yeah. She is so boring.
I know. Seven more episodes.
I don't think I can make it. She is so boring. Yeah. Holy God.
So she liked it. What do you give this review?
A one? I can't give her nothing because she did something. She's so boring.
Yeah.
1.5? I'll give her 1.5.
I'll give her 2. She didn't do anything to really irritate me today.
It's 1.75.
There you go.
Oh, my God. She's just awful.
I know. I wish she would step up her game.
So angry. And I don't know what else to tell you.
I know.
She's
our
awful.
Podcast survival depends on her doing good reviews and
or at least being,
interesting reviews.
Right.
Excuse me.
They don't need to be good. They have to be compelling in some way.
Yeah.
They're so bland.
And we need better subject matter, too. What is she reviewing this crap for?
Oh, God. I mean, she's awful. But
oh.
So you and I were talking about something beforehand that kind of goes along with this before we started. Actually, you brought up in the intro. We said we're going to talk about it later. Now's as good a time as any.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Yes. Today's the day.
Yeah, they're voting.
They're voting
The vote's got to be closed now, right?
It was closed, I think, at 5 p.m. our time, which was like 10 o'clock their time. The polls are closed, but they're still tallying all the votes.
I was going to say, what, did they pull all the pieces of paper out of that box?
Yeah.
The shoebox? So they're trying to secede from the U.K.
That's right. A whole lot of problems with that.
I don't get the U.K.
What do you mean you don't get it?
I don't get it. They're all countries, but they're under one country.
Yeah.
Is it United?
United Kingdom.
Yeah, but is it kind of like the United States, where there's states, but they're in a country, but they're all... Is it like the federal government versus the state government, meaning they have to follow U.K. law, but Scotland has their own set of laws?
You know, I don't know about that. Do they have their own local laws? I'm sure they do.
But I don't understand what the point is.
They're ruled by England, basically.
Yeah, but I don't... Okay.
England's parliament rules over them.
So they're England.
They're Britain, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't get it.
It's Great Britain.
I understand. I'm sure if I looked into it, I could figure it out. But I don't want to take the time.
But here's the thing. If they secede, then they can no longer use the pound, the English pound, as their currency.
Couldn't they use a euro like everybody else?
They have to switch to euro, but it's not stable.
So what do you think they're going to do? Come up with their own currency?
No one knows. Sheep.
True. How many people are in Scotland?
Punching. Violence. Sheep. That's
and
their
sweaters.
Currency.
Yeah, wool sweaters.
I owe you 4 punches to your neck.
Or 1 sheep. Right. I'll take the punches.
Right.
But so, how many people are in Scotland? 1,000?
A few hundred thousand, I think.
Yeah, it's not even worth it. Oh, my, who cares?
Well, they're going to want England to take all the nukes out of their country, too. And England doesn't have anywhere to put them. How about that?
Didn't we discuss this once before? That's why they're in the Falklands. How big are nukes? They can't just get a warehouse and put a bunch of nukes in there?
Dude, they're nuclear weapons.
Just be careful with them. Wrap them in bubble wrap. What do you mean? I don't know what to do with them, but how big are nukes?
They leak radiation. You need to put them somewhere? Yeah.
Okay. Build a warehouse.
I assume they want a missile silo to shoot the thing in case they actually need it.
Then build missile silo. I don't understand.
There's no point in having a missile if you're just going to have it laying on its side and you can't launch it.
Yeah, but what if you put it? Can't you come up with a device that?
You know how much money it would cost to build? However, I don't know how many they have, but I'm sure it's a couple billion dollars to build one nuclear missile silo.
I don't understand how nukes work. Can't you just like kind of?
If you had to guess, wouldn't you imagine it would cost $1 billion?
No, but
to build
why do you need more than one like missile launcher? Can't you put more than? Isn't like you can't just mount a nuke and shoot it?
No,
that's not how nukes work.
No.
All right.
I know nothing about it, but I'm confident no is the answer.
Because that's why you're poking holes in my warehouse full of nukes theory. Because I'm thinking it's like a bullet for a gun. You just get a forklift, take the nuke off, stick it in the launcher, and it launches a nuke.
Just do the belt clip, the old Western.
And just have nukes.
Find the biggest, fattest guy you can find in England. Make him wear all these nuclear missiles around his waist, like a bandero or something.
Well, here a bandero.
A bandolier. That's it.
I'm not going to look this up. But if one of our listeners knows how nukes work, now I mean this, a paragraph explaining. I'm not reading more than a paragraph. I'm curious, but not enough to go look it up.
Right.
I just can't imagine.
I guess the focus is why is it a problem
for
England that they have to take all these missiles back?
How many nukes do they have?
Right.
Do they have so many? I mean, England's not huge, but I'm sure you could find a place to store some nukes. I mean, for Christ's sake, Iraq has how many millions? The Falklands are so. If you need those nukes in a hurry, you're screwed. But you're saying they launch them; they're stationary. I'm saying you can move them on a boat, like an idiot.
Well, yeah, some of them you can put in a submarine. Yeah.
But hello, can you can you bring over some nukes? Just put it on a plane. Check it. Put it in the you can check the nuke into the airplane.
Oh my God.
And that's it. I don't see the big deal. They're just nukes. They're just nukes. What an idiot.
Just nukes.
But now I'm curious. I'm curious. This is why we need the karaoke battle to determine.
You're right.
Are you
pro secession? Are you?
I don't know enough about it to really make a point. I'll say I'm pro because I don't understand what the United Kingdom is.
Well,
so why be a part of it?
Well, they're taxed by England.
I don't like that. Are they represented? Because no taxation without representation.
Right, I don't think they are. I think they're just taxed.
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
I don't know.
Then I'm pro.
And
I'm pro secession.
They're anti nukes. Yet they have all these nukes all over their land.
Then they gotta
get
out of
there. Paying taxes for nukes. You know why should they pay all these heightened taxes?
I'm with them. I'm.
They're a land of shepherds and drunks.
I don't like the UK as a thing. I don't think it should be a thing. I think they should be 4 separate countries.
Divide and conquer, Louis.
That's it. Divide. Why don't you use one of those nukes and blow it up so they all become independent islands? Yeah. Like Wales becomes an island. And what's the deal?
That's not nice.
Well, I'm a problem solver, Frank.
You know what the flag, the national... thank you.
The national flag of Scotland?
Not the flag. You know what their animal is? Their national animal?
It's not the sheep?
I think we discussed this before. It is not the sheep.
Of Scotland?
Scotland, yeah.
What is it?
The unicorn.
It's not true.
I'm telling you, it's true.
The unicorn is the national animal.
A fictional creature. You know, we have the bald eagle.
Yeah. Canada has the griffin.
Yeah. The Irish have the leprechaun
Pegasus.
Or whatever.
Yeah. The leprechaun.
The unicorn.
Yeah.
All right.
The Falklands have a narwhal.
What the hell is that?
It's a dolphin with a horn. Is that it's the unicorn of the sea.
Is that real?
A
I
narwhal?
That's a real one. Yeah, that's a real one, right?
There's a real animal, a narwhal? I thought it was fictional. My God, there's so much stuff to talk about in the corrections next week.
I think I'm thinking of like swordfish.
That's a real thing.
There's something with a spike on its face.
A swordfish has a sword for a face.
Besides a dude with a really weird piercing.
Oh, Frank.
All right, enough of Scotland.
News from around the world.
News from around the world.
News from around the world. With Frank and Louie.
News. We kind of just did news from around the world.
We did, but now we get more news.
Well, we're going
bonus news.
Bonus news. We're going to Venezuela.
Venezuela.
They're having trouble importing surgical supplies.
Venezuela, they cannot import certain surgical supplies.
From the United States because of increased costs. Yeah, so they're getting them second rate from China.
Oh, no.
And it's a problem.
From China.
From China. So they had a lot of issues with shortages of different items from the United States because there were, I guess there was a new currency controls that have deprived local businesses of the cash to import foreign goods.
Mm.
So they got to use some cost cutting measures. But the problem there's one surgical, not really supply, that
an appliance.
Yeah, it's an issue for them because of their culture. Their culture is a very looks first kind of culture.
Mm.
They're very concerned with their appearance.
Yeah.
So this one has sparked outrage. They are having difficulty getting breast implants.
Oh my!
From the
God.
United States, like the actual implant.
And they're getting them from China.
They're now getting them from China.
What do they know about big boobs?
The problem is nothing. So a lot of them are rupturing.
Oh my God!
So now there's a long backup of women had to get this surgery to fix them. But the women are going nuts because they're all angry because they can't get their boobs done.
Oh,
apparently,
my God.
It's a really big deal. Behind the United States, Brazil, Mexico, and Germany, Venezuela has the most plastic surgery performed of any country on Earth.
Wait, what were those other countries?
The United States, right. Brazil, Mexico, and Germany.
Mexico?
You know how many people are in Mexico?
There are a lot, but I don't remember seeing many Mexicans with giant
But
cans.
This, you got to remember, Venezuela doesn't have that many people. So for it to have more plastic surgery than Brazil, which is enormous,
right.
Mexico, which has the largest city on Earth, and Germany, who's a bunch of pervs, that's a lot of plastic surgery, a lot of
that's
boob
true.
Jobs.
It's a good point.
So there's a ton of women and that need these boob jobs, and now they're on waiting lists. Quote, the women are complaining. Said Ramon Zapata, president of the Society of Plastic Surgeons, Venezuelan women are very concerned with their self-esteem.
Wow.
It's a culture of, I want to be more beautiful than you. That's why people who even live in the slums get implants. So they had these women who live in poverty, but just save and save and save and save and save and to get implants. And the problem is now they come up with the money to get the implants, but the waiting list is so long. Now they're calling the doctors complaining, I've made so many sacrifices for this. How come you can't help me? How come I get these implants? Because a lot of doctors have stopped using the Chinese implants because they're horrible.
Right, right.
So it's interesting.
And listen, these women, you know, women only have a good 10 years before they start getting really ugly.
Yeah.
So nice. You got to...
You know what some women...
I kid.
You know what some women are resorting to?
Oh,
unable
no.
to find devices in doctor's offices.
Water balloons?
Some women are turning to Venezuela's equivalent of Craigslist, where sellers post pictures of black market implants of unknown origin sitting in sealed packages on kitchen tables, complete with stories of spouses who changed their minds and reassurances that the pouches remain sterile.
Oh, yeah.
There's a black market for implants.
Oh, my God.
So what do you do? You buy the implants off Craigslist and then go to the doctor to have them put them in?
I guess so.
Would you do that as a doctor? No problem there. No,
unless the doctors are buying them off of Craigslist.
This country's not what it used to be.
Venezuela?
Said a woman. You know why she said that?
Because they don't have big boobs anymore.
No, not because of all this implant stuff. She said this country's not what it used to be because she has to wait now to get implants.
Right.
So she's complaining.
You know what?
This country's going to hell because I have to wait now for implants.
That's a country full of women with their priorities set.
I agree. I want to bring one other thing about this because
what a tragedy.
There are Twitter jokes.
Twitter.
With a hashtag.
Venezuela?
Yeah. Remember the television show I told you I liked? Sin Senos No Hay Paraíso?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the hashtag when they complain about not being able to get their breast implants.
Oh, my God. That's a long hashtag.
Yeah. Sin Senos No Hay. That's like half the tweet.
Maybe that's another reason why there's a shortage.
Because of that show.
Well, the drug dealers are...
Frank, that's right. No, but it's not a shortage. They just can't get them in because there's the currency issue.
So I mean,
there's a shortage not because they're running out. There's a shortage because they can't get them in.
Right. I understand that. But
you're saying the drug dealers are intercepting all this. That's why they can't get enough in.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Just so they can smuggle a kilo of cocaine.
Right.
Or whatever it was.
Whatever it takes.
But Venezuela.
Venezuela. Hey, holy crap.
We just talked about Twitter. And remember we did that Twitter thing when I gave you the Twitter person?
Yes.
And we did it once, and I said, we'll keep doing it. I never did it again.
Yep.
I finally remember. Do you want to do another one? I got
Friday,
ten.
Friday follow.
Friday follow on Thursday. But you want to do it real
Let's
quick?
Let's do it.
I got 10 tweets in this person.
Okay.
The Twitter name is Lady.
Lady.
It's at Lady Brosif. So I don't know, you know.
When you Twitter, I follow.
Lady in red. What is that? I don't know what you're saying.
No. That's Styx song. Lady.
Oh, Lady.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Ba, ba, ba. Yeah, all right. You want to hear it? You want to hear
it? Go. Wanna hear?
If she's a natural redhead, the carpet will match the drapes because redheads are known to have excellent taste in home furnishings.
Nah.
You don't like that one?
Nah.
The best cereal to eat without milk is Skittles.
Hmm.
Who walks up to the mat, triple punches the air, picks nose till it bleeds, and then kicks once. That's why they call it blood sport.
Oh, my God. Blood sport.
This is related. My first job was as Mr. Dam's acting coach on Bloodsport. My second job was a Christmas elf at Sears Photography Studio. I thought that was good. Coach whispers, "You're in, Rodney." Rodney runs to the field. Coach says, "Good Lord, you peed yourself, Rod." He said, "You're in, Rodney." Oh, come on. I'm just going to see it. It's a dad contest out there, bud. And we're all just different pairs of white tennis shoes. Why are you applying deodorant from your waist to your elbow? Do you really want me to answer that? this one's good. Dear Diary, so far Burning Man has not been nearly as kid-friendly as Joaquin's Solstice Fire Party. Sometimes you get so hungry your mouth waters. And then you remember that there are hungry children in Africa and wonder if they taste good.
Oh.
The last one. Men are 5 times stronger than women. Women are 10 times smarter than men. Children of gay parents are 8 times more likely to enjoy ABBA.
Oh, my God.
And I thought those were good. I like them. That was good. There's Twitter.
That was good, yeah. Hey, now you're looking at a different person each time, right?
Yeah, this was Lady at Lady Brosif. That's the handle is at Lady Brosif. Hey, you hear about Japan?
What do you mean?
I know
who they are.
Kind of a bad question. Japan, you know, school started. They had their they issued, you know, their textbooks to kids and all that stuff.
School uniforms.
Yeah. So they get you a math book, and there's a picture. The cover of the book is Basic Mathematics from publisher Maotai Book. It's bright, colorful. There's some mathy images of a teacher grinning at the camera, looking thoughtfully at equations. The front row center is a young, obviously Japanese woman in a suit who appears to be examining a file entitled Mathematics. Not
okay.
Bad, right?
Right.
Well, they find out that image on the front of the book was previously used as a cover of a porno video.
Porno video.
The video is called Costume Play Working Girl.
Costume Play Working Girl.
The girl on the cover is actress Mana Aoki. So they took the publisher of the book just said, here's a good picture. It looks like she's studying math.
Publicdomain.com.
They took it from a porno.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Well, they all have their clothes on though.
No, but you can see the picture. It's like
a little slutty.
It's a little slutty. You're like, well, I don't know if they should have figured that out by now. I thought that was interesting.
That's good.
I got one other thing real quick. A guy in Rhode Island was arrested because he wasn't arrested yet. I assume he will. He was driving his car and he stopped.
The one guy in Rhode Island?
Yeah, the guy in Rhode Island. He was driving his car and when he'd see blonde women walk by, he'd stop, roll his window down, and tell blonde jokes.
Tell blonde jokes to blondes?
Yeah. Nothing sexual, just blonde jokes. Like nothing like he didn't like do anything obscene. Just he would just keep stopping women and telling them jokes.
Hey, what did the blonde say to the egg?
Yeah. What's the punchline?
I have no punchline.
Oh, you don't know? You don't know any blonde jokes?
I couldn't think of any jokes.
I can't think of one either.
Maybe he just does that.
But he got in trouble also because he went to a high school, and like the cross country team would run by, and they had girls that were blonde. So he'd like drive with them while they were running and tell them blonde jokes.
Oh my God.
So the police went to his house, said he had to stop.
I kind of dig this guy, though.
But they're nothing sexual.
No, I know.
No, that's what I mean. It's like,
just roll down the road. Roll down your window and start telling some. It doesn't have to be a blonde.
Yeah, you tell jokes.
Just start saying jokes. I might just start blast our podcast.
Oh,
just pull up next to somebody, roll down the window, and just nod.
That's a nuisance. I would just play us singing We Built the City over and over again. Which I think it's about that time, isn't it?
It is. It's been an hour.
I mean, almost. Is there anything else you need to talk about? We pretty much covered everything.
Oh, I think, yeah.
There's nothing else to cover. We know your football picks, went through the email.
Yeah.
Did the whole deal.
We had some good email, but other
great
than that,
email.
It was
great
a pretty
email.
Boring week, I think.
It was a boring week, but we'll make it up to you right now, because now this is where we earn our money, Frank.
Yep.
I feel like we left something out this week.
This week?
This week. We did everything, right? I think we did it.
We covered everything. We did Song of the Week,
yep.
News Around the World,
yep.
Review the Review.
Right.
Mom's picks.
Mom's pick. Why? I feel like we're forgetting something.
That's
I guess
it.
That's it, right?
That's all we got on this show.
You know what the problem is?
What's the problem?
Marianne Johansson. She's the problem.
Marianne Johansson.
Exactly. You don't even know who our reviewer is.
Oh, right.
She's awful and she ruins everything. So let's just sing it out of here.
Let's do it. She did bring me down.
Yeah. Enjoy the week. No effects on our voice this week. Right?
Clean and pristine.
Thanks to Rancid for the music. And we'll see you next time. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Wow.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
Let's do a start from now. We'll nail it now. Here we go. I'm ready. I'm excited. It's Thursday night. Here we go.
Yeah.
Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place.
Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.
Too many runaways heating up the night. Marconi plays the mamba. Listen to the radio, don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Nice.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city.
I can't get in tune to save my life.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Ugh. Yeah, this is not a good week for us. I think we're tired. The whole show is dragging.
I think so too.
It's always playing.
Come on. Missing cues.
Corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing.
Corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage.
They call us irresponsible.
Responsible.
Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
If
we don't get this one part, we're done. It's just another Sunday. In a tired old street.
At least I've got the toehold.
Oh, oh, oh. And we just lost the beat. Always get that. Who counts the money underneath the bar?
Who rides the wrecking ball into our guitars?
Don't tell us you need us. Cause we're the ship of fools looking for America, calling through your schools.
That was not great. Pretty brutal.
Yeah, but you know.
Much better as women.
Yeah, we should always do as women. Don't you remember? Oh my God. All right, that's it, right?
That's it for today.
I'm exhausted. I hope it didn't show that badly.
I know.
I'm really tired.
I'm scared to listen to this podcast.
Oh, hey. Too late now. You listen to it.
Yeah.
Sucker. See you next week.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. See you next time. Anything else to add?
Nope.
Go Scotland.